community in Northern California finds itself fighting the war on terrorism one traffic jam at a time. 6 weeks ago, a major road was closed in Folsom, California, about 20 miles from the state capital, Sacramento. The road crosses a massive dam and was considered a security risk by the federal government. Residents say they're stuck in the middle of a traffic nightmare and aren't so sure the risk was there to begin with. From member station KQED, John Myers reports.
The search for gold put the city of Folsom on the map in the 1800s. But these days, the search here is simply for a way around the traffic. Traffic jams became the norm here in late February, when a mile-and-a-half road along the top of the Folsom Dam was closed. The dam sits square in the middle of the city, and the road was a direct path between bustling communities on either side. Tom Aiken is area manager for the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, the agency that controls Folsom Dam. He used to see all those commuters outside his office window. Not anymore.
We've got guards at both ends of the road and up on top of the dam and on patrol around the premises here.
The closure of the road left only two ways to get across the American River and left 18,000 drivers who used to cross the dam, like Hugh Pinson, in the middle of suburban gridlock.
We cross over it every day, and now that it's closed, I have to go all the way around. It cuts into the time of I deliver stuff for the school district.
Commuters weren't the only ones caught off guard. City officials were given only 24 hours notice the Folsom Dam Road would be closed. Mayor Steve Miklow says traffic now roars through once quiet neighborhoods.
Our accident total is up almost 40% from the same time last year. That's a lot. We're having people driving down sidewalks to get around other people in these neighborhoods.
Long lines of traffic are also showing up downtown. Bob Setnick's antique clocks have been keeping time on historic Sutter Street for 30 years. But with sometimes bumper-to-bumper traffic just outside his door, his shop is often empty.
I'm seeing revenues from sales, from the walk-in, down at least 20%. If it weren't for my online sales, I would be probably having a real struggle here right now.
The traffic is due in part to a massive population boom in the Sacramento region over the past decade, with some 700,000 people now living below Folsom Dam. Tom Aiken with the Bureau of Reclamation says that's why they had no choice but to close the road.
If something were to happen that the dam was breached, it would just be a matter of hours before we would have about 12 feet of water on the steps of the state capitol.
But Mayor Steve Miklos is unconvinced closing the road will reduce the risk.
Every expert that I've talked to in the field of explosives says you cannot bring that facility down from the top. There's nothing made that you can do that.
Miklos says if the dam is so vulnerable to terrorists, then why not also place restrictions on airspace or nearby boating? Even the road across the more famous Hoover Dam in Arizona, he says, is still open to all but trucks. City leaders have traveled to Washington, D.C. twice so far to plead their case. At the least, they say, there should be access to Folsom Dam Road during commuter hours. They, along with thousands of frustrated drivers, are still waiting for an answer. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Folsom, California.